Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Bob Oakley. I'm your host today on the Hope Talk Radio Show. We are broadcasting from New Jersey, from my home, and we are just going to have an exciting, exciting show today. And I see I already have a guest. I just want to, before I introduce the guest, I'm going to just mention that the show is broadcast 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. And in the evenings, my friend Mary, who's on the show as a guest today, she has arranged for certain evenings to have broadcasts also, and it has mornings, I think, sometimes also. But Mary, a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. And I mention that because some of you may be listening on the internet, and you want to come into the show. You can do that by dialing that number. So welcome, Mary. I hope you're doing well today, and your family's doing well.
Oh, we're doing okay. I mean, we just got through the middle of a blizzard that we've been dealing with for 2 days.
Yeah, yeah. I'm praying for spring. I don't like this cold weather. You can tell my voice is having an impact from this cold weather.
I agree with you there.
And we had a little family situation this morning. My son called me to advise me that he was going back into the hospital. He had some issues with bronchitis about a week ago, and it's gotten worse instead of better. And he's got some other issues that he's dealing with, so he said he was going to put himself in the hospital for a while, get it checked out. Fortunately, one of my sons is a medical doctor, and many of my children will, if they need some second medical advice, they will call my son, the medical doctor, my son Mike. He and his family live in Southampton, out on Long Island, and but he's very, very good at working with people that need help, and so he's a medical doctor, internal medicine, and I helped him a number. Me and some of my other sons helped him to get his own practice set up a number of years ago. And he's doing that every day, and doing very well in it out on Long Island. And so, this is our show today is primarily focused on the family. We call it family time, and we're going to be talking about a lot of those different things regarding the family today. And by the way, we don't just include our immediate family in that definition of a family. We include a lot of our best friends, and Mary, by the way, is one of our best friends. And any people that we have, neighbors that we have, best friends, or friends that we went to school with, and so forth, they're all considered part of our family. And we treat them very special. And I think it's very important that we understand the strength of family and the strength of working together and helping people and helping them to help other people. So anyway, Mary, that was my introduction, and I'm going to turn it over to you for a minute, see if some things you have on your mind.
Well, you know, yesterday, for most places in the world, it was Ash Wednesday, the start of 40 days till Easter.
Yeah, it's 40 days of Lent in our church, and I agree with that. That's it's a very important time because it leads up to Easter Sunday at the end of that 40 days, and that's when we honor the Lord's when he was suffered by the Romans and by the Jews, and he was persecuted and he was eventually hung on a cross and nailed to the cross. And then he, 3 days later, as was foretold by the prophets, 3 days later he arose. And the good Lord, he died on the cross, and then he was buried, and then he rose again on Easter Sunday. And that's what we celebrate on Easter Sunday, is a hallelujah day, because the Lord has risen on Easter Sunday. So anyway,
you know, I always look at... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
You know, I use Lent and Ash Wednesday. You know, I grew up Catholic, and then I switched over to Christian non-denominational just because of the churches that where I live. But, you know, as a sign of reflection and adjusting me and who I am. And so I always talk about, you know, for Ash Wednesday, mistakes. Owning who you are as an individual, but not just the good things.
Yep.
Owning the good,
yep.
The bad, and the ugly. And that, you know, we all make mistakes. There's nobody perfect. And it's okay to make mistakes. It's what you do when you make those mistakes.
Right.
And
after the mistake is more important than the mistake itself, usually. Go ahead.
Correct. And that's it, you know, because in church we're talking about, you know, the story of Jesus and all this stuff. And so my daughter misconstrued it in a way that really bugged her and really upset her. And we're working on trying to get her to understand this because because she is special, she's very self-conscious. And so
Amen.
When they talk about making mistakes about things, you know, she was so worried that if she screwed up, she was going to hell.
Yeah. You know,
and
it doesn't
so we're working
matter,
with
it doesn't matter what Christian religion you are, because we all believe in Jesus, all the Christian religions. So it doesn't matter. And even though we do different things in our faith, if we're a Christian religion, we follow Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Go ahead, Mary. I'm sorry.
Hey, it's Country.
Oh, you're good.
Hi.
And so, right, Country, we're working on getting her to understand that, no, it's not, it's okay to make mistakes, and that, you know, when you admit you made the mistake, you apologize for what you did wrong, and you work out ways to fix it so you don't make the same mistake over and over and over again. That's the concept that you need to understand in the Bible, and that you're forgiven. You're not going to hell because you made a mistake. that God
right.
reminds well, us that we're all not perfect.
Well,
when
Jesus
when
said,
I,
He said, go and sin no more, you know. That's what he said.
Well, when I was reading in that little book, it seems that the divine creator died for some sin that we ain't even created yet. It's almost like his mercy and his grace is more than sufficient. And if you really do read about some of those characters in the Bible, we make jokes about them. But Abraham was a liar, a cheater, and a con man. Peter, he lied God 3 times. He loved David. He took Goliath down, but David was an adulterer. And if you look at it, thou shalt not kill. He told him to go down there and take Goliath out to lunch. He told him to go down there and kill him. Gideon was a little coward. He told Jonah to go left, and he went right and ended up in the bell of a whale. So, you know, no, there's no perfection that walks this planet besides the divine creator who died for us who can't walk in perfection. If we mess up, he is a forgiving God. We're not supposed to continue to make the same mistakes. And I'll say in closing land real fast, there is truly a lesson in every blessing, or you can say it the other way. There's a blessing in every lesson. There's no such thing as failure. All things work together for the good. Back to you, Mayor.
That's right. That's all right. You're absolutely right.
100%.
100%. I agree. And, you know, we're all sinners. No question about that. Every one of us human beings is a sinner. And God has forgiven us of all of our sins. And he promised that he's forgiving us, and he allows us to through his death and resurrection, he has allowed us to be forgiven and to be saved and to move and to be able to if we believe and we profess it, then we can be adopted sons and daughters in heaven, and that's a great thing.
Don't play hopscotch with it. Ye without sin, cast the first stone. If you think that we can get away in our own little righteousness and get yourself a big house on the hill and get you some fancy cars and some gold, and you're going to get yourself a front row seat or a box seat in heaven, it ain't happening.
You got that right.
Yep. We have to believe, and we have to profess.
Upset our Creator is if we do less than he has put in us to do. There's no one like you in the world. He made each one of us, designed him his own image. And I love down here in the South, we say ain't. Ain't nobody can do what you do, like you do, when you do, what you do. And anything less than your best is absolutely unacceptable.
Yep. And I agree. I agree completely with what you're saying, Country. I was going to maybe talk today a little bit about the having strong relationships with God, and having maintaining a strong faith in God. Many times we as human beings, we get frustrated when things don't necessarily go our way, or when we do something that we shouldn't have done. We take it out on ourselves. But having a strong faith that God is with us. He's with us all the time. And continually building that personal relationship with God through prayer, and through our actions, and through loving God. Those are all very, very important things for us to do. If we truly believe in God, we need to love God, and we need to develop a personal relationship with him. And that's so very important as a human being for us to do that, because he has said that, love me, and then he said, love my people and help them. And so in doing those things, we're doing the right things for the right reasons, because we want to have eternity with our Lord and in heaven. Mary, you have anything to add to that? You were talking about Ash Wednesday and that it be the beginning of a time of reflection and trying to resolve any issues we might have had.
You know, talk to a lot of non-believers, and a lot of them have the misconception that people who believe in God or have faith uses a crutch.
Yeah.
And it's not that we use it as a crutch. We use it as a tool of empowerment. We don't expect God to do everything for us. He gives us the tools we need to follow the path to improve ourselves. He's not going to help you if you don't do anything. No, you just can't sit on your butt and pray for money and your money's going to just automatically appear. But he gives you the tools in your heart. You know, and this is where I talk a lot about the Egyptians had it right. You know, when they went and they mummified their pharaohs and all the people they mummified, they always threw out the brains because they believed the brains were worthless. They didn't need them. To them, the soul of your body was your heart and your stomach. And following your heart and your gut is what gets you to where you need to be in life. And using faith, which is your heart and your beliefs, gets you where you need to be, down that path to
whether
go you where you need to go.
Whether you believe in him or not, you will get you will be blessed also, because he does bless us all in many ways, regardless of whether we believe in him or not. He's given us the air to breathe. He's given us a body. We eat, the house we live in, you know, the job we have, the money we make, all that, it comes from God. And so whether you believe in him or not, he's still blessing us. And the thing of believing actually gives us more power and a better relationship with him. And so it's like signing the contract. And having a contract that you've agreed to do certain things and you do to act certain ways, so I agree with what you and Country are saying. Go ahead, Country. I'm sorry I interrupted you. Country, are you still there? Go ahead, Country. Well, he must have put his phone on mute. Probably took another phone call.
I know, in Country, he's probably driving down the road somewhere. And
could be.
That man's never at home and never sitting still.
That's for sure.
But,
anyway,
know, it's just
go ahead, Mary.
Go ahead. I was going to say there's just so many misconceptions out there about, you know, faith. And faith is just believing in something bigger than yourself. That's really all it is.
Absolutely.
And for us, our faith is God. You know, for some, it's Allah or Buddha or whatever it is. It's just having that faith, and they have done studies on this. People who have faith in a religion or faith in a part of a religious community will, one, suffer less mental health issues, but to recover from those issues faster than people who...
Yep. Absolutely.
Mary, if I may.
Yes, sir.
I've heard, excuse my French, I'm not making fun of nobody. I call myself a very Christian kind of people. Religions, all religions are good religions. It's people inside of religions that make religions all look bad. And you've heard me say, you've read it yourself, it's in the same book that I've been reading. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence, and we know that. But Mary, that's elementary terms on what you said. I wish I could just high-five you through the airways, that faith is believing in something bigger than you. I've heard it put a lot of different ways, Mary, but let that just marinate in your spirit, because the only person that I've ever met, I think they call themselves atheists, that they don't believe in nothing. And in the country, they used to say that if you don't believe in something, that you'll fall for anything. So say it one more time, Mary. I don't want to mess it up the way that you said it. I just want to make sure that my spirit heard what you said. And my grandmama says, in the closing, then, baby, elementary. My grandmama had a sixth grade education, but a master's degree in faith. She says, baby, let me show you and tell you something. One must, not maybe, I'm not calling out religions and denomination faith, and then it says, one must believe. That's elementary. Whatever it is that your faith is, Buddha, Krishna, Presbyterian, I'm a Baptist, you can call him what you want to, call him by a thousand names, and that ain't going to be enough. There's many roads to one that leads to one divine creator. So you can call him what you want to. When you break that faith down, Mary, it says you got to believe in something. One must believe that he is whoever you say he is. Number two, when you get in middle school in your faith, you must know, after you've been through a few things, you just know in your knower that you know that you know that you know that whatever you believe in is bigger than you and can handle things outside of your control. And then after you grow old and look mighty, mighty, mighty like an oak man, that your faith is solid as a rock and it's built on trust, believing, knowing. And now if you don't believe in something, choose this day who you with. You're going to be with Baal, or you're going to be with me, the divine creator, or are you going to be with the other side? Are you going to be light, or are you going to be dark? Are you going to stand in the back and complain, or are you going to get up front? There's two sides to everything. So that's what we're talking about. Regardless on where you are, we call ourselves one nation. Did y'all hear that word?
Under God.
One nation under love. In closing, and push my pause button, he said to remind them, country boy, I am love. Misery loves company. It takes love to recognize love. Are you one that recognizes the love that we're putting? Are you picking up what we're putting down? We have enough love amongst us to make the whole world go round. I got to sign off now, so keep practicing. Do unto others before they do unto you. Because when you give some love, some hope, and kindness away, it will eventually come right back to you, back to you, old man.
You know, that's so true what you're saying, and I agree with it 100%. You're right on, and I know that you're a man of God, and I know that He is the highest priority in your life, just like God is the highest priority in my life, and in Mary's life. I understand that. And it's something that when we as parents have to teach our children the priorities in life. And I always say to my kids, God is the number one priority in my life. And I tell them that God should be the number one priority in their life. And love people, but love God first. And then, continue building up their personal relationship with God. That's an all-time job. It's not a full-time job. It's an all-time job. We have to continually be conscious of our relationship with God. And sometimes when things go bad in our lives, we lose that sight of the fact that we have to continue that relationship and continue keeping the priorities straight in our life, the priorities of God being first and then family second. And in my life, the first one in my family is my wife, and then my children, and then my friends, and all my other family members. The priorities are very important in our lives, and the personal priorities and goals that we have should be in alignment with what God wants us to do. Because if we listen carefully, he will tell us what he thinks is important for us to do. It may not come to us in a loud voice, like from heaven, but it may come in just a dream, or it may come in a thought that we have during the day. A lot of times when I'm taking a shower, when I've done some prayer or prior to that, and I'm taking a shower, I will get a thought in my mind that reminds me of something that I prayed about, and that I should be doing this and this and this, and that's very important. That's the power that God, one of the powers that God gives us, so I think those things are so important. And another area that I talk to my family members, my children, and my wife also, is helping others and helping them with their needs. And like Country Boy says, be a blessing to people. And get a blessing before you want to get something, a blessing from them. Be a blessing. Be a blessing. And just don't just talk the talk, but walk the walk. In other words, take action. You know, talk about what it is that you want to help someone with, but then take action to actually help them, and sit down with them and lay out a plan, and then stick with them as long as they need help, as long as they want our help. We need to help them, and that's what the Hope Collection is all about: helping people and helping them to help other people. Pay it forward. Go ahead, Country. I think you were going to say something. I guess Country's driving again. I see my friend Larry has come on. Hi, Larry. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, thank you. God is good.
Yes, he is.
And you got any comments about some of the things we've been talking about?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I know you are a great man of God. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, well, of course, I mean, I'm a fourth-degree Knights of Columbus, which is, as high as you can go as a Catholic, And the, the work that we do, to help out the special children, veterans, people that are
special needs, right?
Special needs, stuff like that, and it's a great organization, as you know, and we're going to have our bowling event again this year, for the first time in a couple of years because of the pandemic, but. We're doing quite well. We're going around to all the businesses, and we're selling a lot of banners right now. That's what I'm doing.
A lot of sponsorships, right?
Yes. Yep. Yeah. And we're doing pretty good so far. It's going to take a while, but the event is going to be run May 29th to June 3rd. And you know, anybody who takes out a sponsorship will be able to bowl for free at the Oakwood Lanes, and you know, we'll be getting together with all kinds of people, the you know, the Knights of Columbus and the Elks are doing it together. So, you know,
yeah,
we're doing pretty good.
Great. I think we had the last time was a couple of hundred sponsors, right?
Yep. Last time.
You know,
yeah.
And that's a pretty good. That's pretty good for a small town area, a small community. And the money that came in went to good causes, and that's another good thing, is to use the money for good causes. And I'm sure 100% of the money went for those good causes. And it's like a lot of charitable, so-called charitable organizations, by the time they pay all their administrative fees and pay some salaries and stuff, you don't get that.
They don't
that
get. They don't get 100%. Yep.
No, absolutely not.
Thing. No, I mean, I guess it's people like myself, you know, the Jeff Palasak. He goes out and you know, and we have you know, a couple of Knights of Columbus and also some Elks. We go out and we try to get sponsors, and you know, it's a great thing. I mean, because you know, everybody comes together. Okay. They bowl. They have a good time, and you know what you could do. You could probably you know, how you did years past, how you had your like little you know, thing there. You know what I'm talking about. You know. So
absolutely.
It's definitely going to be good this year, because we didn't have it the last 2 years because of the pandemic. You know what I mean? But it's really going to be big this year.
Yeah.
Bob, can you send me the information so I can put it up on social media and on our stuff so that we can promote it?
Okay. You're talking about
so
what
that
information?
So people who want to make donations can make donations even though they don't live right there?
Oh, okay. You mean for the bowling event?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'll get the information and I'll send it to you.
Yep. Yeah, but you know, definitely, you know, get something out for, you know, for the things that you guys are doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to get a banner. You know, I always get a banner for the whole collection,
right.
And I want to do that again this year. And
right. So
Mary, if you have a specific organization that you're representing, we can get a banner set up for you, we'll display that in they're all displayed in the bowling alley, where so the people can see who were the contributors, and you can just give me the name of an organization or a personal business if you have a business that you want to. You want to, us to display for you also. We can do that, you know, whatever it is. Okay? Or if it's a church,
yeah,
whatever
not a
it
problem.
Is. You know. Yeah. Okay.
My developmental
great.
Center is my personal organization and business. It's all in one.
Yeah, we could do that for you.
Yeah. And I think the banners, the last time we did it, it was $100 for the banners, right?
Now it's $200.
What's $200 now? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay. For the banner and the recognition that you get from all the people seeing the banners. So, okay. That's, you know, everything's gone up in price. My wife and I went to the grocery store last night, the ShopRite store here, and every, you know, it's just amazing from 1 week to the next, you see how the price has gone up on so many things. And it's just hard to have a budget when you with this inflation going on all the time. And the gas prices have gone down a little, but they're creeping back up again now.
Yep.
So I know that's and gasoline is not the highest impact. You take things like the truckers use diesel fuel.
Oh, that's
in
even
many
worse.
Places, that's even $6 and $7 a gallon. You know, so that's why a lot of the prices are going up on things that we buy. Because the truckers have to get more money because their gas, their fuel costs more, and their insurance costs more, so as things go up, everybody has to pay more, and you know incomes are not keeping up with that. Incomes are not keeping up with those increases. I know on Social Security this year, I think they gave us 8%. Or something like that. I can't remember the exact number anymore, but it increases by 8%. But everything else is going up.
Maybe up about 20-30%.
Well,
right?
15-20%, right. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
rents have gone up.
It hurts you.
Yeah.
And that's part
of
the problem, though, is, you know, a lot of areas, they've raised the minimum wage to $15-$20 an hour. So local grocery stores that hire a bunch of 15-year-olds have to raise all their prices to be able to pay for these people working.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
And
a
really,
lot of places.
See, it really needs.
A lot of places
I have a slight
can,
issue
can,
with kids doing that.
Yeah, a lot of places automate job functions, you know, like checkouts. They have self-checkouts now. A lot of the stores do it. And McDonald's is going to self-ordering with kiosks. They're setting up kiosks in their stores, and people can do their own ordering. So that eliminates a job on a register. And so a lot of companies are being forced to do that because the increased wages and the increased costs of employees. You know, all kinds of costs go up for employees. Insurance for employees, training costs for employees, and everything, you know, all kinds of things go up. And wages are certainly a big factor. So, it's like a snowball effect. That's what they call it, when one thing causes something else to happen. Yeah.
You know, my personal belief is if I'm going to use a self-checkout, I want the discount that your employees get for not waiting on me.
Yeah. Well, I got news for you.
You're not paying that person.
No. Let me tell you something. My wife worked at ShopRite. She paid the same price as anybody else did. She didn't get nothing any cheaper.
Yep.
They don't give their employees nothing.
They don't give them any discounts. Yeah.
Nope.
Yep, I know.
I can see them get a little percentage, you know, I mean, maybe 2% or anything, 3%, something, you know, because you work there, but nope, they don't get nothing. They don't do anything for it.
Wow. No, we have a local grocery chain here, Hy-Vee, and their employees get 20% discount on 20? Their groceries and stuff. They get a good percent.
Wow.
They take really good care of their employees. And one thing I love about Hy-Vee is you can tell in the departments what's the locally grown meats as opposed to the chains because the locally grown farmers are a little bit cheaper. What's really neat is that the local, you can actually scan the codes on your packaging and you can actually trace it back to that farm that that meat or that those vegetables were raised at.
That's really nice. I think they should reward people that you know that you know that they're supporting the you know the grocery store or whatever, right? So they're, you know, and I mean, the bosses are, you know, they're given, they must be given, you know, their what do you call it, their employees a break on, you know, a break on the food and stuff, which I don't have any problem with that. You know what I mean? That's the way I think it should be. But up here, it's like, man, it's, wow. You know, I can't believe how bad it is.
I don't know what the answer is. The answer?
You know, I went for a job to see if I get my son a job up there. They had a job fair. So I went there, and I got there and waiting.
I read this yesterday.
So I filled out the application, right, for him and for me. And I put down the hours we could work, all this other stuff. And then the lady comes down and she goes, oh, we don't have any openings. I said, well, what are you having a job there for then if you got no openings?
Some of the people that it's impacting the most on is people that have fixed incomes, people, seniors,
exactly.
And people that are on SSI and Social Security.
Yep.
It's having an impact on a big impact on those groups, and so I don't know, the politicians don't seem to care. They don't seem to care at all. You know?
Nope.
And
let me tell you something.
Anyway,
to me,
I don't want to get political, huh?
No. Let me tell you what happened to me. I made out a check. I did my paying of property taxes online, right?
Right.
So I paid it online, and then, you know, I wrote out a check, you know, for the same thing. Right?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? So I said, they took out the money twice, you know?
Yeah.
So I went to the town hall, and I says, listen, I says, you know, I paid twice. I says, you know, can I get one, you know, can I get, you know, my money back? And guess what the lady told me? She says, well, because you paid twice, we figured that you were, you know, that you were paying for your, you know, for the next, you know, the next time it's owed. I says, next time it's owed? I says, it's $2,510. I says, do you think I have enough money to, you know, to pay for it twice? She goes, oh, no. She goes, it's too late now. You paid for it. So next time you don't have to pay for it. I says, yeah, but what am I going to do now? I was overwithdrawn. So I borrowed some money from my friend, you know, because, you know, it was only like a couple hundred dollars, but whatever it was. So now, you know, I have to wait until my Social Security check comes in, and I also get a disabled check for, you know, for my eyes, but whatever. But, you know, it's ridiculous. You know,
it is.
You know, and the lady says, well, I can't help you. I said, what do you mean you can't help me? Oh, she wanted to pay the next time. I said, next time, what's that going to do me? I said, I get paid on the 18th. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I have to wait to the 18th now, you know, but whatever. So she didn't help me out at all. So I said, okay, goodbye.
Yeah. I want to talk to you sometime soon about the new business that I'm starting. Travel business, and I think Ron Clayton has talked to you about that a little bit, and so I'm pretty excited about that business. At my age, getting it started in a new business, it's kind of unheard of. But I want to talk to you some more about that later on. Off the show, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Because I think it's a good thing. For you and your family to have that, to create some additional income on the side that will help you, and it's a very easy program to work with. So I want to talk with you about that some more.
Okay, sounds good to me, Bob. Thank you.
Okay, Mary, you got anything else on your mind that you want to talk about? How's the family doing?
Doing good. my son is hilarious. So he is all about slime now. And, you know, if you listen to the show, you know, he's autistic. And so he's sarcastic now. And he likes to play pranks. So he went and took the, we have a wood stove in our garage to help heat part of the house, just the extra heat so we're not running the gas furnace or boiler all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Save some money. Wow. And so he rolled the slime in sawdust, and he goes and puts it in his hand and sneezes and goes, ew, the snot. Just to get the girls to, you know, freak out.
Wow. How your son is how old now?
He is 7.
7. Oh, okay. Well, that's great.
I think it is. A lot of people look at me and think that, you know, well, what are you teaching him? I go, well, you know what? I'm teaching him to be a regular kid, to have fun and not take things so seriously all the time.
Right.
You know, they grow up so fast. They grow up so fast,
right.
And they learn things so quickly at that age. And from one day to the next, you have a hard time keeping track of all the new things that they've learned, you know. And so it's amazing to see the child development. And I want to talk about one of the other family values that I think are important in the family, and that's the value of in all communications and activities that a family member is involved in. They need to deal with people honestly and with highest integrity, and helping them with their needs. Helping other people with their needs, but doing it in an honest and in high integrity fashion. Because a lot of times we run into people that say, "Oh, I can help you with this, I can help you with that, or I can help you with this," and here's what it's going to cost you.
Yeah.
Well, I say, you know, help people and don't. Don't think about getting something for it. You know, I mean, helping them just to be helping them. It's the right thing to be doing, and being honest about your relationships with people, and practice high integrity all the time in all communications with people and all activities that we're involved in with people. So important, and I know for many years I had a problem with that, and I straightened it out, and I through prayer and through belief in God and asking for His help. People say to me now, "Well, Bob, you're one of the most honest people I know." Well, that's true, but it wasn't always that way. So we can learn and we can change, and we can help our children and our family members and others to do that also. And so I thank God that He's helped me in that area, and He's helping my family also in that area. So thank you, Jesus. And I thought it was important to talk about that.
I completely agree with you on that.
I'm sorry, Mary?
I completely agree with you on that because that's part of the reason that I got into the business I got into, because when my kids were first diagnosed, I had no idea what autism was. And we found a coach that was willing to work with us and help us, but she wanted $20,000 a kid.
Wow.
And even with her payment plan was still more than what we bring in our house a month.
Right.
And her logic and her reasoning was, well, just go get a mortgage on your house or go get a loan. So I'm not getting a loan to pay you to tell me how to help my kids. I'm going to figure it out for myself. And that's why I started coaching. That's when I built my center, was so that people who like me can't afford $20,000 could still get help.
Yep. Yep. Yep, that's so true. And there are scammers out there. Like, I got scammed recently by a company. That was a corporation, and they signed me up for something that I didn't order. And so I called them, and then because I found out through my bank account statement that they were charging me for this, $60 a month for the service.
Wow.
And I went to the bank.
You don't want that service.
I said, I didn't order this service. I don't know who this company is. And I said, daughter, I don't want you to pay that. And so they agreed, but then they had to cancel my debit card because of that, which caused some problems in my family because I use my debit card every day, and I have about 15 or so different companies and organizations that I make automatic payments to them on. So it's causing a problem, but that's just a problem that I can deal with. And so anyway, I don't know what my point was on this, but there are all kinds of scammers out there, all kinds, and we have to be really, really careful. And it seems like I get a message, text message, at least two or three a day from different organizations that I don't trust, so I just delete them. And but I know that some of them are trying to get something for nothing, they're not there to help people. They're there to help themselves, and there's takers and there's givers. And we in the Hope Collection are givers because we're giving to people every day, giving ourselves, giving our skills, giving our abilities, giving our knowledge and our wisdom and information, and reaching out to help them every day. And we're not takers, but you do come across takers a lot of times where they're in it for what they can get out of it, not for who they can help. So we have to be careful about that, and we have to teach our children about that also, that you have to be careful, have to be very careful, not only in your relationships with people, because my mother and my grandmother both used to always say, if you associate with pigs, you're going to end up being a pig. And so you have to be very careful in the relationships. Two of my children got mixed up, two of my daughters got mixed up with guys that were drug addicts, and they both became a drug addict, and we had a long time getting that resolved with them, and much much counseling and so forth to get them straightened out, and thank God, and much prayer too, thank God that's been cleared up, and that for a couple of years now they're straight, and they're doing the right things in their life now, and so it happens. I mean, and a friend of mine used to always say to me, well, you got to do your best with training your children and teaching them family values and so forth. But then commit the rest to the Lord. So that's what I do, and that's what we do. And so I thank God for that. I thank God that He's given us the ability and the skills to be able to help people, not only family members, but people that are not family members. I'm gonna I got another phone call ringing in my ears, but I'm just going to let it go because I want to finish the show. We only got less than 5 minutes now. So anyway, you got any thoughts on that, Larry? What I just talked about?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. That's for sure. You know. You know, you have to trust in God. You know what I mean? But I mean, what's it say in the coin? It says on the coin, trust in God. Well, I got news for you. The way things are going right now, there's no God in money right now. It's like, wow. You know, I mean, especially with the way President Biden is. He's supposed to be a Catholic. And I'm thinking, wow, he's a Catholic. He's going to make things better. You know, it's been very, very bad since he's been in office.
A lot of our government leaders don't seem to relate to the fact of what the impact that's having on people: high inflation, high interest rates, you know, high cost of living. It's just they don't seem to have a they don't seem to care, in other words.
Nope.
Because they're getting paid regardless, and their salaries are going up because they're in control of their salaries. They can give themselves a raise if they want to. And so it's just the whole system is turned upside down now. And that's one of the things that I was very supportive of President Ronald Reagan. He was a man of high integrity, and he was a man that was sincerely, sincerely concerned about the people of the United States and other people as well. But he was really very concerned about helping the people in this country. And I think he was a great man, and God gave us a good president. And I don't think we have a good president now. But anyway, we had President's Day this past week to honor our presidents, and I said I honor past presidents and future presidents, but I don't honor the current president. Because I don't think he's an honorable man. I think he's looking out just for himself and a few of his family members. And he's not thinking about the people in general. You know, he's never been to the border, on the southern border. And he has never been with this tragic train accident that happened in Ohio. He didn't bother to go there. And he didn't bother to send any of his people there either. But guess what? When Donald Trump said, I'm going down there and talk to those people, and he did. He was down there yesterday. Well, then Biden, when Trump announced that about a week ago that he was going to go down there, then Biden started to say to some of his people, you better go down there. So they sent a group of people down there to help out. But they weren't doing anything about it to help those people down there. And they were lying to them. They were telling them, oh, everything's okay now. You know, well, it's not okay. The air is not clean. The water is not clean. The grounds are not clean. And the pricing of their houses has gone way down because of this whole thing. So those people need help, and they've lost their jobs, a lot of them, because of this. And so they need a lot of help down there. So anyway, I'm gonna end the show now because we're out of time. Larry, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing with us some of the areas that you shared. And I thank Mary, even though Mary has dropped off. I thank her, and I thank Country Boy. I love you all, and I thank you very much for participating in our show. It's been a good show, and we talked about a lot of different things. And I'm going to be calling you, Larry, in a few days. Not today, but and the one call that was coming in a few minutes ago was by one of my sons. I know what he wants. He wants me to come and help him work. So so anyway, I'm going to call him back after I get off the phone. But
okay.
I will call you in the next couple of days, and if not, well, the next couple of days is the weekend, so I will probably call you over the weekend and we'll talk about it, okay?
All right. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay,
take care, Bob.
God bless you and your family.
And you too.
God bless
Thank
everyone,
you.
and God bless America. You all have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye. I'm signing off now. It's Bob Oakley, and you can catch Captain Len Kane tomorrow on the radio show. And you can, Ron Clayton's the president of the board of directors, is Mr. Ron Clayton. And he will be hosting and co-hosting with Len Kane. Len Kane is the founder of Golden Rule Society. Len is a tremendous man. He's been honored with many, many different public and private honors. And he's been nominated 4 times. For the, I can't think of the name of it right now. But anyway, he gets a lot of honors. He's been honored as achievements in his community and in his state and in his country and around the world. And so he's got a tremendous program called it's called the Golden Rule Society. .org. Golden Rule Society is in one word, .org. O-R-G. And so goldenrulesociety.org, you can go on and check it out. And you can come on the show tomorrow and listen to Len Kane and Ron Clayton. And I'm sure you will learn some things that that might give you some ideas of things to do and how you can help people and help them to help other people. Because Len Kane is partnering with us on the Hope Collection and the Hope Radio Show, and he's a special advisor to us on the board. So I thank you, Len Kane, and I thank you, Ron Clayton, and I thank you all for listening. And for if you have any questions that you would like me to specifically to help you with or to answer for you, my number is 908-209-9202. And you can reach me on that number. And if I don't answer right away, it'll be because I'm busy or I'm not with my phone. I may not have my phone turned on. So when I'm working, a lot of times I'll turn my phone off so I don't get interrupted. But anyway, it's 908-209-9202, and that's my cell phone. So if you would, I prefer if you send me a text first before you call me. That way I will know that you're going to be calling me, and I will watch for your call. Since I've been scammed a couple of times, I'm very cautious now to take phone calls from people that I don't recognize the number. So give me a text on that number, and then and tell me that you're going to call me at such and such a time or such and such a date. And that will help us both. And then I will call you back, and I will when we can talk. So you all have a great day, and God bless you all. God bless America. I'm signing off now. It's Bob Oakley. Bye.